Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
We just checked out Schava on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's at 9:29 right now. Thank you so much for choosing the NSK and Shaquan. We've got someone that wakes up every morning and does not know where the money's going to come from, but he has an idea of what he will do to try and get the money to come through that door, okay? And an entrepreneur, he listens to us while he's on his hustle. Abuti Alexanio. Am I even saying it right? Yeah. Alexinho, almost, nah?
No, it's Alexinho.
Alexinho, Sinje.
It's literally just Alex. Alexinho came from football, soccer back in the days.
Yeah, they were just like, four side, five side spiller, and then she come out like a Brazilian, come out with the skill.
Yeah,
oh, I get it now.
Sinje, you know, Ronaldinho, you know, Benji, Alexinho.
Yeah.
So how's the morning, Buta?
My name is Goodman. How are you guys doing?
No. We're good. I don't even want to lie to you and say that we're enjoying the weather, but we're just soldiering through the weather this morning.
Yeah, at this point, bro.
At this point, yeah. Absolutely,
Alexinho, tell us, you say you are a hustler, certified hustler. What do you hustle? What can you share with us? Where exactly is your hustle, my guy?
Okay, when I'm talking about hustle, I have a few mini shops and tuck shops.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I have two mini shops, a printing shop, and then a mini shop. Slash butchery type of thingy. Yeah, and then a bar.
And then a bar. Damn. All right.
True hustler, bro.
That's a true hustler, yeah. So what inspired you to actually start your own business?
Oh, okay. Let me tell you what I wanted to do growing up.
Okay.
All I wanted to do was play football.
Yeah.
All I wanted was to play football, but then life happened. Somewhere there, so I didn't go for that anymore. Actually stopped when I set my peak because of life. Yeah. So there was football, and then there was I was really good. I'm really good with my hands, which is now drawing and stuff.
Yeah.
So I actually wanted to do something that has to do with drawing. Yeah, that has to do with drawing and stuff.
Yeah. Art.
So I wanted to be an architecture, but then yet again, that did not happen. So that one went out first, and then there was the football. So somewhere around there, I lost my mom, and then it was actually just the football was just not, because she was actually the one that was inspiring me for me to play football at the time, because she used to play netball, I used to play football.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Especially the football thing. Which team did you play for, as a family house? Which team did you guys support locally now?
Oh, locally.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she played. We supported Tigers because she played netball for Tigers. Yeah, she played netball for Tigers. And then I came, and then the time that we started with Colin Benjamin throughout the time, and then it went to Tura Magic. So during the time when Tura Magic was not was still at second division, so that's where I played. And then during the time my mom passed on, and then I was in and out, coming sometimes I would go, sometimes I wouldn't.
It was just
something that was not, things were just not okay at the time. So
I mean, especially considering the fact that she was the one that inspired it.
So she would force, she would say,
you know, go to training, you need this, you need that.
All right. So what would you say, and this is like a conversation that a lot of people actually don't have, and people just want to be honest about it. Obviously, the dark side of being an entrepreneur and working for yourself. Yes, it comes with its perks. But what would you say is, some challenges that you faced as an entrepreneur?
some challenges. Most definitely, this is the biggest problem. Say you start a business. Let me just give an example of me. Mm. So at the beginning, when I opened the first tax shop, it was actually a tax shop, not a mini shop, just a normal tax shop.
Mm-hmm.
At first, that was the only income that was coming in, right? So it was basically because now I was paying for the house.
Yeah, Alex, I'm
we're losing you a little bit there.
Yeah,
Alex, just really
speak up a little bit, hey?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little bit better than I am.
Oh, okay. So now I'm saying the tax shop was the one that was actually paying now for the bills.
Oh, okay.
It was paying for, it was now paying for the water and the electricity.
Mm.
So at the time, pays for the water, electricity, and the food. So now, at that time, it was a problem. If you're having a business and that it only pays for bills, you're actually not going for it because you're just looking for the bills and to buy stock again. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, that was a challenge. So it went about a year to 2 years where it's the same back and forth thing. So after that, I got some money again. I saved up for a while, and then I got a second spot. Now when I got a second spot, I could save up.
Yeah.
So the other one would pay for the other things, but I could save up.
No, I see it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now
check. It's that. It's that, and the other thing is consistency. Because it's not every time that everything is going good. You might even not have customers for you. You probably end of the month comes and then you've made like 3K, which is really small. And then you're like, no, man, this is not working. Let me just leave it.
I see it, man. Yeah, no, especially the consistency, but in terms of just like consistent money inflow. Just a real quick, Alexinho, do you know the game of Anything But Correct?
I really don't understand it, but I've heard you guys playing it, but I want you to explain because I didn't understand, like, even the... When was it? The last one, the lady, what's her name? There was that question of Manetti, and then...
I think it was Doris D. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. Mm, don't let NSK intimidate you. It's fine. Yeah, let's get right into it. So what it is that you just have to make sure that all the answers that you give us are anything but correct.
Anything but correct. So
anything.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Incorrect, wrong. I almost said inappropriate, but I'm going to stop talking because the English is gone by.
But make sure that in between answering, you are not allowed to pause, okay? You need to answer immediately. When we ask you the question, you answer. Netsuo.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you manage to withstand that pressure for at least 30 seconds, then you get your W, my man. Are you ready?
Okay.
Cool. Playing the game of Anything But Correct is Alexinho, the entrepreneur, the one that hustles. Shekwan, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. The timer starts right about now. Now, Alexinho.
Yes.
Heavy K is most Namibian most.
False.
Anything but correct, Omez. Anything but correct. Anything but correct. Anything
seven,
but correct.
Seven.
Wait. No, man.
He's having a delayed reaction. CJ, anything but correct. I'm asking you, Mos. Heavy K is Mos Namibian.
There's a lot going on in
your
head
right now. You were supposed to say true.
Yeah, Heavy K is anything but correct. Come on.
Snap, Buta. Leicester, Alexinho, do you have any shout-outs, Buta? Anyone that you want to greet this morning?
Anybody that I want to greet? No, man. Let me rather say this, man. Listen, we actually appreciate you guys. Let me give you an example. I've been listening to Fresh for a very long time. ever since 2008.
Hmm.
Yeah. So there's something that most of us appreciate, but a lot of people don't. You guys, I'll give you an example. You wake up in the morning, you come to work with your problems, with your heartbreaks, with your bills that you have to pay and whatsoever. I wake up in the morning, I'm not in the mood, I'm also probably going through the same thing, but I wake up to listen to the radio just so that I can be entertained and probably forget about whatever is going on in my life. But now, what about you? You come on radio, you put on a smile, you speak, and then I'm entertained. You get. So there's so much. I'll give an example of Chase. There was a time that Chase came. He came to work. He was on his way to work. Just before he left, actually. Before he left, he came to work. And then, no, on his way to work, he got hijacked.
Yeah, I remember in Rock Crest.
Yeah, so they took his phone and whatsoever. But he still managed to come to work. Still managed to play music, spoke what happened, and still entertained me. You understand? That's what I mean. We appreciate you.
Nah, thank you so much, man. I'm happy that you are looking at it like that, because very few people look at it like that. And yes, we do have our problems, Buddha. Lord bless our souls. On set met khute mi bra. Sali fi li khuru. On set met khute. So thank you for recognizing that. We really appreciate it, Buddha.
Yeah,
not a problem at all.
All right, cheers, my guy. Have a good one. Good luck with your endeavors. And maybe, just maybe, when I'm on the streets, I'm going to make a turn by your Barbara.
Yeah, most definitely. And yeah, anyways, I hope, hopefully, somewhere in the next, probably next year.
Yeah.
God willingly, I can also be a Titan.
Ow! You're putting it out there. Ow, Buta.
I love it.
We love the ambition, my man. Have a good one, Buta.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Cheers.
Okay, Stamps. It's time to...